Anti-government protests have broken out in Egypt on the third anniversary of the revolution that ousted dictator Hosni Mubarak. A series of deadly bomb blasts have rocked Cairo. The health ministry says that 9 people have been killed in clashes around the country. Back in 2011, crowds poured into the streets to defy Mubarak's rule. But today is a dark and bitter time for many young secular revolutionaries. Some are behind bars and others have gone silent, afraid to speak out as the military and the ousted Muslim Brotherhood are locked in a battle for Egypt's future. NPR's Leila Fadel sent this report.
That moment I entered Tahrir remains the most significant moment of my entire life, because I physically felt a wall being broken down, a wall of fear that they're working very hard at rebuilding, but at least I got a chance to see that break, so no regrets.
That's Nour Nour. He's a young revolutionary, the son of a prominent Egyptian politician, Ayman Nour, and a voice that may sound familiar to you. He was one of dozens of young activists who rose to fame during the 2011 uprising here. His life since that day has been a series of protests. He protested against Mubarak, then against human rights abuses under military rule. He took to the streets again last year to protest against what he saw as the increasingly autocratic style of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. Now Morsi too has been ousted. The military is again in control, and it is stifling dissenting voices. His father, a one-time presidential candidate in 2005, has left the country. And his young curly-haired son has decided to temporarily step away from protests. He's become an environmentalist.
Some of my friends joked about the fact that I went from one almost impossible cause, which is the protection of human rights, to the protection of the environment.
Nour says he is tired and beaten down after 3 years of ups and downs, protests, deaths, and political and economic turmoil. The last 3 years, he says, feels like 30.
We've fallen victim to a power struggle, not necessarily between political ideologies, but it's a power struggle between generations. And 25th of January 2011 was an attempt by the younger generation to undo the mistakes of their parents and their grandparents.
An attempt that he says failed. The youth ultimately didn't provide an alternative, and the older generation refused to be left behind. He is reminded of that every day, on his bike ride to work, which takes him past Tahrir Square, where Egypt's revolution began.
Where you're trying to get in and get out as quickly as possible in order to avoid that bitter taste in your mouth at what Tahrir has become.
He says at the time of Mubarak's ouster, he thought the people had the power. What's become obvious, he says, is that he and his cohorts were never in control. His words are echoed by other young revolutionaries. Lauded by the world for their bravery 3 years ago, today some are hunted and many have gone silent. Embarrassing taped phone conversations have been leaked to smear some prominent activists on local television. The head of the April 6th movement, one of the main youth groups that drove the uprising in 2011, is in prison, along with others, as many Egyptians call them spies and traitors. After 4 bombs rocked Cairo yesterday, the arrests are only growing. Police spent 2 hours searching the home of video artist and activist Halim Wasif before arresting him and later releasing him. More than 200 other people were detained. In an interview with NPR before his detention, he said he remained hopeful.
Because you can kill leaders, you can kill things, but again, we are led by ideas. And ideas obviously cannot be killed, cannot be jailed.
But there is broad popular support for the crackdown on dissent after the turmoil and economic hardship of the past 3 years. Many Egyptians say they care more about stability and security than political freedom and human rights, especially in light of a recent spate of bombings. So human rights abuses go unchecked under the guise of a war on terror.
I feel used. I feel... not me personally, but I feel that everybody was used.
Pierre Soufi looks out from his balcony high above Tahrir Square, where he's watched the past 3 years unfold. His apartment became a headquarters for young revolutionaries protesting in the streets. They worked in his back rooms. They took pictures and video from his balcony. Now, he feels only apathy. We were pawns in a game that the army and the state played, he says. Nothing's really changed, and for now, nothing will. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.